Chapter 9 The New Pirate Lord. Jack Sparrow was also making an agreement with Lord Beckett.
You can have Barbossa, Jack said, and Turner. Yes, you can have Turner.
And Miss Swan? Beckett asked.
The other people on the Pearl will go with me, Jack answered. And I'll take you to Shipwreck Cove. Do we agree?
Lord Beckett smiled and picked up the compass.
Jack, he said, I have this wonderful compass. It will point to what I want most.
Yes, Jack said, and that's not the Brethren Court, is it?
No?
Beckett asked.
Then what is it, Jack?
Me, said Jack. Dead.
Beckett opened the compass. It was pointing at Jack.
I hate Jack Sparrow, he thought. He's right. The compass is useless. It won't take me to Shipwreck Cove.
Beckett threw the compass back to Jack.
I'll kill you first, he said. Then the compass will tell me where Shipwreck Cove is.
Jack spoke quickly.
You'll arrive at the cove, and you won't get in. You need someone inside to bring the pirate lords outside.
Beckett thought for a minute.
Can you bring them to me?
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow, Jack said. Do we have an agreement?
He held out his hand. Suddenly, the ship moved to one side. Beckett fell forward, and Jack took his hand.
Agreed, Jack cried.
He ran to the door as cannon fire shook the Endeavour. Beckett followed close behind him. On deck, they saw many bodies and smoke coming from the cannon below. The Empress was sailing away, and gunfire was still coming from the Pearl. His ship. Jack looked for a way to get over to the Pearl. He ran to one of the cannon, pointed it toward the Pearl, and climbed inside it. Beckett and his men jumped out of the way as the cannon fired. A big cannonball shot across the ocean, destroying the top of the Endeavour's sails. Jack was holding the cannonball, and he flew straight toward his ship. On the Pearl, Barbossa saw Jack fly through the air. There was a loud noise of breaking wood. Then Jack stood in front of him. He was completely unhurt.
"Did you miss me?" Jack asked, laughing.
He saw Will.
"Put him in prison," he commanded.
His men took Will down to the prison in the bottom of the ship. Jack smiled happily. He was back on his ship. On the Endeavour, Lord Beckett looked at his broken sails.
"How long will it take to repair the ship?"
he asked an officer. Another sail fell onto the deck.
"The Endeavour won't sail again for a long time," the officer replied.
On the Empress, Elizabeth stood and waited for Xiao Feng.
"What does he want from me?" she asked herself.
The pirate lord came quietly into the room and watched her. Elizabeth's eyes and skin shone. She looked like a goddess. He offered her a glass of wine. She accepted it nervously.
"This is a surprise," she said. "Aren't you going to put me in prison for stealing your maps?"
Xiao Feng smiled over the edge of his wine glass.
"I can't put you in prison, Calypso."
"What is he talking about?" Elizabeth asked herself.
"I know that Calypso isn't your only name," Xiao Feng continued, "but it's what we call you."
"We?"
Elizabeth asked.
"The Brethren Court. We hid you in the shape of a woman."
Elizabeth tried to stay calm.
"He thinks I'm a goddess," she thought.
She asked,
"What do you want from me?"
"Your love if you choose to give it to me."
"And if I don't choose to love you?" she said.
"Then I will accept that, too," Xiao Feng said.
He put his hands on her shoulders and kissed her. Surprised, Elizabeth pushed him away. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. Somebody was attacking the ship. The pirates ran to the cannon. Elizabeth could see the gunfire through the windows. Then she saw Xiao Feng through the smoke. He was lying on the floor with a long, sharp piece of wood in his chest.
"Xiao Feng!" she cried.
"Here," he said weakly.
He pulled a gold coin from around his neck.
"Take it. I must give it to the next brethren lord."
"Me?"
Elizabeth said, surprised.
"Go to Shipwreck Cove in my place," he said.
"Captain!"
a voice shouted from outside the room. Tai Huang opened the door.
"They've taken the ship,"
Tai Huang cried.
"We cannot—"
he stopped when he saw Elizabeth.
"Calypso," Xiao Feng said.
Then his eyes closed. Elizabeth turned to Tai Huang and showed him the coin.
"He made me captain," she said.
The new captain of the Empress stepped onto the deck. Tai Huang was close behind her. Elizabeth saw their attacker. It was the Flying Dutchman. The Dutchman's sailors were running onto the Empress and tying up her sailors. Elizabeth couldn't see Davy Jones, but suddenly she noticed Admiral Norrington.
"James?" she said.
Norrington's eyes widened with surprise when he saw her.
"Elizabeth!"
he shouted happily.
"I heard you were dead."
Davy Jones arrived on deck. He looked closely at the prisoners.
"Who is your captain?"
he asked. Tai Huang pointed at Elizabeth. Elizabeth stood straight and tall. Her eyes were cold, and she didn't show her feelings. "She isn't a governor's daughter now," Norrington thought.
"She really is a pirate captain."
He turned to his soldiers.
"We'll pull the ship behind us. Put the sailors into the Dutchman's prison."
He turned to Elizabeth.
"You can have my room."
"No, thank you," Elizabeth said proudly. "I'll stay with my men."
She followed her pirates. They were locked in small, cold rooms deep inside the ship.
"Will's father, Bootstrap Bill, works on the Dutchman," Elizabeth suddenly remembered. "Maybe he can help us to escape." "Bootstrap?" she called softly. "Bill Turner?"
Suddenly, a pair of eyes opened in the wooden side of the ship next to her.
"You know my name?" said a shaky voice.
Elizabeth jumped to her feet. So this was Will's father. He was more wood than man. Only his face moved.
"I know your son," she said. "Will Turner."
"William? Is he alive?"
Bootstrap asked.
"Ah, and he's coming to save me. He promised."
"Yes," she said. "Will's alive, and he wants to help you."
But the hope was disappearing from Bootstrap's eyes.
"No," he said quietly. "He can't come. He won't come."
"He'll try," Elizabeth said. "You're his father."
Bootstrap looked at her with sad eyes.
"I know you," the old pirate said. "He spoke of you. You're Elizabeth."
"Yes,"
Elizabeth said, surprised.
"Will can't save me," Bootstrap said. "He won't, because of you. If he kills Davy Jones, he'll have to take his place. He'll be captain of the Dutchman forever. If he saves me, he loses you."
"Yes,"
Elizabeth said quietly. Bootstrap began to disappear into the wood of the ship.
"He won't choose me. Tell him not to come. It's too late."
His eyes closed, and his face stopped moving. Now he was part of the wooden side of the ship again. Will's father was gone.